Topher Payne won the Osborne Award, which is for an emerging playwright who hasn't yet received major national recognition, for a play of his that was produced in Washington, D.C. called Perfect Arrangement.
Of course, to only say that Topher Payne is a playwright really isn't doing his talent justice. He's really a theatrical one-man band.
Yeah, he really is. He's an actor as well. And one of the things that he's been doing for a while now is designing women live. They take the scripts from the old Designing Women sitcom and bring them to the stage. But the twist here is that all of the women in Designing Women are played by men.
Which adds a whole different dimension to some of the dialogue.
It really does. It really does. And it's so much fun, and they sell out regularly. These are really popular performances. And Designing Women Live is back for its 8th edition, and it actually begins tonight, and it runs 2 weekends. And the tickets are $20 to $25.
Shane, there's always the joke in film and television about what ends up on the cutting room floor. And this next event, some of what's going to be screened could have been languishing on the floor somewhere at some point.
Yeah, that's right. It was languishing in a box in someone's garage.
Or attic.
Yes. The Found Footage Festival returns to the Earl on Sunday night. And if you don't know about the Found Footage Festival, basically it's what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
These guys have combed through garage sales, various other things, and found footage. Often, you know, discarded videotapes, things like that. Old commercials, old promo videos, hygiene films, things like these. I mean, they're amazing, some of the stuff that they find.
And Shane, this is an anniversary year for the Found Footage Festival.
Yeah, it's celebrating its 10th anniversary this year with this new show. And that's going to be at the Earl on Sunday night. The doors open at 8 o'clock and the cover charge is just $12.
Shane, anything else we could mark on our calendars?
Well, this week marks another in the Atlanta Symphony's new First Friday programs. They just started doing this year. It's sort of a way that people who might not have gone to the symphony in the past can get a little bit of a taste. It's a shorter program. And this week in particular, principal guest conductor Donald Runicles is going to be leading the orchestra in Brahms Symphony No. 4. So that's part of the program that they're doing on other nights. And this is just a shortened version of that program. So you just get the Symphony No. 4, which, you know, there's nothing to sneeze at there.
And it's really a smorgasbord of different types of music, really. It's almost like Brahms was creating a sampler of his different styles of orchestration. And Shane, from what I understand, this is part of a series of concerts.
Yeah, that's right. This is the second of 5 concerts that they'll be doing. So the first Friday of every month for the next 4 months, you can see a concert. And they're just 1 hour with no intermission. So it's a great way to get in and get out and enjoy a concert and enjoy dinner afterwards.